Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiwachung. Our text for reflection is from 2 Corinthians 3, the verses 12 to 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 12 to 18. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with veiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Our theme for reflection is the transforming power of the Spirit in our lives. The transforming power of the Spirit in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 3, 12 to 18, we are drawn into an awe-inspiring truth. God calls us, as he did the Corinthians, to be his church, a community transformed by his power. The text sheds light on a crucial aspect of our faith journey. It is not by our own abilities that we change, but through the active work of the Spirit in us, transforming us from one degree of glory to another. What we learn is that the journey of faith and transformation is not a result of human effort or ability. Instead, it is God's Spirit working with us that brings about change. And this shift from self-reliance to divine dependence is fundamental in understanding our spiritual growth and transformation. Paul's reference to moving from one degree of glory to another signifies an ongoing process. It is not an instantaneous change, but a gradual lifelong journey of being molded into the image of Christ, reflecting more of his glory as we grow. My dear friends, this passage invites us to lean into the journey of spiritual transformation, acknowledging our dependence on the Spirit and celebrating the gradual yet profound changes it brings about in our lives. There are two questions for reflection. One, how have you experienced the Spirit's transforming work in your life? Reflect on moments where you have noticed a change that seemed beyond your own ability to accomplish. Two, in what ways can you more fully embrace the progressive nature of spiritual growth, trusting in the Spirit's guidance and timing rather than your own efforts? Gracious God, we are humbled and grateful for your call to be your church and for the transformative work you do in us through your Spirit. Help us to trust not in our own abilities, but in your mighty power working within us. Guide us on this journey of transformation as we move from one degree of glory to another, becoming more like Christ. Teach us to rely on you, to be patient in our growth, and to embrace the changes you bring about in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.